are no more guards in the palace?
No, everyone's gone but Rodomon.
But Rodomon can't guard the whole palace by himself.
What do you mean?
Well, I have many things in this store. And I can't look after it all by myself.
What if Lady Salaika fires us?
Well, I'm not ever leaving here.
I hope that never happens. I don't know how I could ever leave the palace. Or the Lady Salaika.
I think we will be leaving soon as well.
The guards join the Egyptian army. The priests join Amon Temple. But where do we go?
We've been here all our lives. I hope we never have to leave here.
Has something happened, Excellency?
Yes, something important. I have some things to do in Memphis. You must take this scroll to Akhenaten in Thebes.
Yes, Excellency.
Thank you. When will you leave?
I'll leave today. I'll go by ship on the Nile.
God be with you.
It is useless asking you for you, Circe. You don't have him.
I am ruined. Excellency Rodomon, by gods, it is not my fault. What can I tell Lady Salaika? She will punish me.
What's the matter? What's going on?
They plundered the food store. I went this morning. I discovered they'd taken everything. What do I do now? I'm ruined.
Why is this, Rodomon? We've never had theft in the palace before. Where were you?
As I said,
We cannot do without guards. My lady, I cannot guard such a big palace alone.
They took it all. If I ever find out who did this, I'll destroy him.
That will be enough howling. What has happened has happened. You cannot fix nor hide your inefficiency by moaning.
Yes, my lady. Yes.
Hurry. Soon they will be coming.
All right. I'm coming. Right away. It'll be fun to eat out of these. Let's go.
This is one of the lady's favorites. We shouldn't take it.
It's 5 years' wage of a maid. The lady's old. She doesn't need these anymore.
My lady, is there something missing from your jewelry box? My pearl necklace. Very well. I know who took it. I must stop them before they get away.
What are you hiding there?
This is after a lifetime of kindness and looking after you. You must be flogged to death. And you must starve to death in prison.
You foolish maids, apologize. Apologize to the lady and she may forgive you.
Kneel so the lady forgives you.
Forgive us, lady.
We apologize. Please forgive us. Please, please, please. Please, we made a mistake.
Oh, please forgive us, my lady.
I want both of you out of my sight. I don't want to see you again. Throw them out of my palace. If I were you, I'd kill myself. I drown myself in the Nile.
Now get out before I whip you to death. Out!
May the gods protect you, my lady. May the gods...
Out!
I didn't have enough pain. Every day, a new calamity appears. Yesterday, they robbed the food store. Today, they try and steal my jewelry. Tomorrow...
Since the food store was plundered, the situation of these people worsens.
I heard that on Usarcy's orders, whomever works on a farm can eventually own it.
That's right. proportional to the crop he hands over to the silos. He will own Akhenaten's land.
Can I, an aristocrat, not be generous like you, Sarsif? Can I not help? You are all now free. I give to you all my properties and farms of wheat, linen, and papyrus.
That's wonderful!
Thank you, lady!
Thank you, lady!
Thank you,
lady!
Thank you,
lady!
God bless
you!
Thank you!
Thank you!
God bless you, my lady!
Thank you,
my lady!
Thank you!
Thank you, my
lady!
I have nothing left with which to feed you. Go and work on the farms. Provide food for yourselves and your families.
We will never forget Lady Zuleika's generosity. May the gods protect you! Yeah. Lady Zuleika!
Is it not true that the lover must become like the beloved? If Joseph considers himself the servant of the poor, why doesn't Zuleika? If he doesn't want anything for himself, why does Zuleika?
Those farms were your wealth, my lady. Why did you give them away?
What do I need with farms? I'll give away this palace, too, if necessary. I am unable to manage those farms, and I can't let the poor people starve to death. So why not let them grow and make their own bread?
What about us? You will let us starve to death?
We have enough, don't worry. We're not going to starve to death. What's the matter? Why are you here?
Where were you, my lady?
One of the servants left the palace in a hurry. She was hiding something.
We went after her, but she fled.
What did she take?
I looked. It was some of your clothes, my lady.
Where was Rodomon? Oh, he was with me, over in the other yard. I need clothes for. When those clothes were meant to sparkle and dazzle you, Sarsif, they didn't work anyway. I don't need them. For whom would I wear them? Nobody's left.
If the lady allows, I will leave too.
Why?
There's no job for me here. My presence is useless. I am a soldier. I can serve anywhere in the Egyptian army. I feel my presence is not necessary here.
But we need you here.
This is my home. I will call on you every day.
It makes no difference. As you wish, Rodomon.
Come on. I expected nothing less from the prophet of God. I knew that all he had predicted would be realized. Do you know the content of this letter?
Yes, Your Highness. 5 years ago, in this very hall, Excellency Usarsif told the great pharaoh Akhenaten that by storing wheat, the priests paved the way for their own defeat.
It is written here that 5 years have passed since storing the wheat. The wheat must now have developed pests.
We must be careful not to let the priests destroy the wheat secretly.
People must be informed of the damage incurred to the temple crop.
If the wheat does have pests, people must be told of this treason.
We must lie in ambush to see when they'll try to destroy the wheat.
Storage silos. We sealed them many years ago. They were not to be opened until the famine. We found out by accident. Unfortunately, we didn't know that wheat cannot be kept for more than 2 years.
What we saw indicates they've been infested for 2 years.
And cannot be used at all?
Not at all. It can't even be fed to animals, let alone to humans.
Tip it into the Nile. People cannot find out about this. Be careful also that the government agents don't find out. If Usarsif finds out about this, he will expose us all. Dump it all into the Nile, secretly at night.
Why are they pouring the wheat into the Nile?
They've gone crazy.
What are they doing when everybody else is wanting to store the wheat? Commander Horemhob requests permission to enter. The pier guards have reported. The priests are pouring wheat into the Nile. I thought you may wish to know this.
Yes, thank you. This is not unexpected. Summon Malik, Excellency Yuzarsif's advisor. People must witness what the priests are doing. Seemingly, Excellency Yuzarsif somehow knew that the wheat would be corrupted one of these days.
Greetings to the Pharaoh.
Commander Haramhav just brought the news the priests are pouring the temple wheat into the Nile. Take some people of Thebes to the pier immediately to see it.
It is a great opportunity. We want the people to see what the priests are doing to the fruits of their hard work.
Excellency Yuzarsif's prediction is realized so soon.
Malik, hurry. See what you can do about it.
What's going on over there? What are you doing?
Why are you pouring the wheat into the Nile?
Are you the people's friends, or are you their enemies?
Egypt is facing a famine, but you're destroying the wheat.
Oh, my. This could not be worse.
We are disgraced.
Gods have mercy on us.
I didn't think Excellency Yuzarsif's prediction would be realized.
Come on, come on. We have to go. I can't bear their stares any longer. Quickly. Wheat is rotted.
It's all infested and black.
Why are they destroying the people's wheat in this crisis?
The wheat they have stored in silos is all infested, and they have to destroy it. But they're doing it at night in secret because they fear the people.
Look at the wheat! Are the priests not meant to be the people's servants? Is this serving? How many lives will this wheat save during the famine? How many farmers have worked for this much wheat? They worked very hard for this. This is the result of storing without knowledge. Instead of thinking about the people and the imminent danger of famine, the priests of Amon Temple are thinking only about filling their own stomach and destroying the result of people's hard work. Come
I'm the temple priest.
Another scandal. Again, after the dream interpretation, Yusasif has managed to disgrace the temple of Amman. Do you know how much the loss of this wheat has weakened our reputation? Because of Yusasif, we are likely ruined.
It's war. If Yusasif made such a mistake, we wouldn't give him a chance.
Yes, yes. Bravo. You have made a good point. Yusasif is vulnerable in exactly the same way as we were. I have not yet lost all hope. Spread amongst the people that if wheat cannot be stored for years on end, then Yusasif's mistake is even bigger. If the temple's wheat rotted in 5 years, then Yusasif's wheat will certainly rot even more within 7.
If wheat cannot be stored, then why is Yusasif making the same mistake?
Yes. Now the head of the spear that Yusasif is pointing at us will be pointing at him. Many people were gathered and witnessed. They are very angry with the temple and hold the priests responsible for the destruction of the result of the efforts made by many farmers and workers. If we hadn't stopped them, they would have fought the priests.
Of course. People can't bear seeing the destruction of their efforts. Now wheat is very valuable.
Are you happy you instigated people against Amon's temple?
Yes, I am. Amon is our enemy, and our enemy's defeat makes us happy.
3,000 years Amon has been worshipped. Many have tried to oust Amon from his divine throne, but were unable. You won't be able to either.
I don't know. People are very angry with the priests for destroying their wheat. The priests were asking why Yusasif won't have the same problem with his wheat. But we had no answer.
I asked Yusasif the same question. I have no doubt he has a convincing reason for what he has done.
We must find out why Yusasif has knowingly destroyed the people's wheat. How will he answer the people's questions?
I have no doubt Yusasif has not made a mistake, and that he has a good answer for what he has done.
It's impossible. The wheat Yusasif stored isn't infested?
I don't know the answer to that, and I don't even care. I only want to know if Yusasif is in Thebes. Have you no news of him?
No, my lady. I have no news of him.
He has not been to Thebes recently.
I just fear he will return and I won't find out about it.
Don't worry, my lady.
We will surely hear if he comes to Thebes and we will inform you.
We promise. Rest assured, my lady. Rest assured.
I love you, Yusasif, and count the seconds to meet him. I must see him.
So, you want to leave for Memphis?
If the Pharaoh permits, of course.
We miss Yusasif very much. Give him a report of what happened in Thebes. And tell him to return here for something important.
It's very important. Tell him that the Pharaoh has summoned him and that he must return to Thebes.
Certainly, Your Highness.
has no idea of our plans for him.
Mami Sabu! Starring wheat with ears? Instead of building so many silos, why couldn't Yusa Sif build one silo and store just the wheat grains and take up much less space? Then he wouldn't be wasting people's assets.
I don't know. But here comes Yusar Sif. You can ask him yourself. Greetings to the Prophet of God.
God's greetings to you. You too. What is it, priest? You have brought wheat.
No, he hasn't. He's here to make trouble, Excellency. He's complaining that we've built too many silos, when wheat grains only need one silo.
He's right. We could have stored wheat in one silo, instead of all these silos. But then we'd be like Ankh-Mahu, the High Priest of Egypt, with his infested wheat. Yes. That is the secret I have kept to myself for 5 years. God taught me this secret.
Then we can store wheat with its stems as well, can't we?
Everybody can. That is, if you have time, build the silos and store the wheat.
So you knew when to reveal the secret of storing the wheat?
That's right. I had to prevent the priests and the wealthy from taking advantage of the situation. God has given me the mission to save the Egyptian people from famine. If everybody had known how to store the wheat, the silos in Thebes wouldn't be full right now.
Let's get out of here.
Greetings to the Prophet of God. God's greetings to you. What's going on in Thebes?
Everything's fine. However, the priests are very angry with you. Akhenaten and Lady Nefertiti are impatiently awaiting you. They have asked you to return to Thebes quickly and meet with them.
All right. Mimi Sabu, you leave for Thebes right away and tell them we'll set off today.
Yes, Your Excellency.
I think it must be something very important.
Mimi Sabu!
Excellency Radovan!
You must have been in Memphis with Yusar Sif. What are you doing here?
I'm delivering the news of Excellency Yusar Sif's return to Thebes from Memphis to Akhenaten. Why are you here?
I'm in charge of guarding and protecting the pier.
I'm very happy to see you, except I am in a hurry. Excellency Yusar Sif is returning shortly. We have a lot to catch up on. I'll return.
Bonoborius. Go quickly to Potiphar's palace and tell Lady Zuleika the one she awaits returns to Thebes today.
Thank you.
my lady. Didn't you hear? Usar Seef is coming to Thebes on the Nile. I love him, and he must know Zuleika will never leave him. Give this soldier a good reward. Don't go rushing to him. It's beneath your dignity.
Thank you.
Tama, Tiamani, I'm not feeling well. Take this robe and go after her. Go quickly.
Advisor and the holder of the golden position.
The great dream interpreter, Usar Seef.
Usar Seef, the sagacious.
Why do you want to see Usar Seef?
Because you want to express your love? Do you think that he will notice you now?
He's a young, powerful man now. And you are what now?
Have you seen yourself in the mirror lately?
Thank you.
Was that Zuleika, the most beautiful woman in Egypt?
Yes, the one who passed Thebes alleys in a litter on her slaves' shoulders.
See what love has done to her?
No. My usurer thief is not like that. I am sure he would never belittle me. I will go and see him again one day. Oh, but no. He mustn't see me like this. I must see myself. I must see if I am still Zuleika. I must see if I'm still Zuleika.